The First Amendment guarantees Americans the right to petition their government, in other words, the right to lobby. What it doesn't guarantee is the right to be in the room when legislation is being considered. Most committee rooms are not huge, especially in the Senate, and the House keeps expanding its committees so members' desks can take up more than half the floor space. What to do? Lobbyists often hire people to wait in line for them, even overnight, if that's what it takes to get a seat. As part of this week's public radio series, Whose Democracy Is It?, NPR's Peter Overby takes a look at what's become an important business on Capitol Hill.
This hallway in the Rayburn House office building is longer than a football field. The line for the hearing stretches almost the entire length. The suits are all just standing there, but Martin Alexander is as busy as the maitre d' at a good restaurant. He's got a polo shirt, no tie, and a cell phone and a clipboard. He's a manager for a line standing company.
We guarantee a space in line. For this hearing, we started yesterday. As of noon, there was already 15 people in line.
At least three companies have managers working this line. Inevitably, one company is called linestanding.com. Jim Keegan is another manager. Like Alexander, he's keeping track of line standers positioned at several different spots down the hall.
It all depends what the client's budget is and what they can afford to spend.
It's the manager who makes the handoff from the line stander, probably in t-shirt and jeans, to the client, the lobbyist, usually more elegantly dressed. Because the line standers can't stay overnight in congressional office buildings, the lines originate outdoors. On the House side, the starting place is here, an isolated sidewalk between a garage and a truck route. Some line standers are bike messengers earning a little extra money. Others do it full-time, like Eddie Williams.
Well, for this here, I'd be in the streets, you know, doing something I ain't probably got no business doing, you know what I'm saying? But it's been hard for me to get a job.
It's mid-morning now, and Williams will be here through the night.
I'm on call 24/7. I make, what, $11 a hour. I got a raise after 90 days. Started off with 10.
Lobbyists say they pay the companies that employ these line standers $32 to $35 an hour. Obviously, it gets tedious. Williams brought a camp stool and a newspaper.
I'll get a bag and I'll start picking up the trash, you know what I'm saying?
John Millette helped Williams get hired. He's been line standing for more than 7 years. That means he's been on Capitol Hill longer than 138 House members. For this day's hearing, he pulled a double shift starting the night before.
And as soon as we got our clients in, we're starting the line for tomorrow's hearing.
Williams has ambitions to move on someday.
And hopefully I can get one of them senators or congressmen to write me a letter, and then that'll help. This is a stepping stone. I know I can go to something better.
Millette says it has been known to happen.
You're around people that are running this world, and you may get lucky enough to, you know, have a talk with one of the lobbyists. We've had a couple of people that have gotten a lot better jobs through working for their companies.
Meanwhile, a lot can be read into a little thing, like shaking hands with Senator John McCain.
He was going in, getting ready to go sit on the panel, right? But he came back and shook our hands. That just made me feel better, you know, that something probably can really happen for me, you know?
Yes, so the man going out of his way to shake his hand made him feel that, hey, these people aren't going to just brush me aside because I'm at the bottom of the totem pole in the Capitol, which we are.
Speaking of totem poles, one final point. For all the days that Millette and Williams spend on Capitol Hill, they're barely represented here. They live in Washington, D.C., where the one congressional delegate doesn't have a vote. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.